BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
In a way, it was a pretty easy job. I mean, we did all the usual safety stuff for aerial work. It were, I don't know, 3-4 metres up.
Right.
There was barely any cutting, just detached the nest from the branch. Of course, they'd already killed the hornets. Don't think we'd have been half as relaxed if they'd still been flying around. George?
Oh, sorry.
I was saying it would have been a lot different.
Different?
If they'd still been alive.
What would be alive?
Look, are you all right, mate? Well, I mean, not all right, but, is something up?
Are you ready?
Suppose.
Hello, Will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alice will be here any minute.
I know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Emma told me Alice was coming. No wonder you're not quite in the room.
Yeah, sorry.
No sweat. Surely ain't a good idea, though.
It's what she wants.
Well, I know what you mean, Ed, but I spoke to Alice. She seemed pretty calm about it.
Yeah, well, still.
She just needs to have a quiet chat with George. And you're not to worry, son. I'll be right next door in the kitchen.
You don't need to do that.
Oh, just if it does kick off.
No, I mean it. Why don't you go to the pub or something?
No.
Actually, I reckon that's a good idea, Will. I mean, for your sake as much as anything. That's why I called round, actually.
What, to take me to the pub?
Well, it'll do you good to get out.
I've been getting out.
Yeah, only for work. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Go on, Dad.
Yeah, forget your troubles for an hour, eh?
No, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Look, it's not a good idea.
Look, you can't hide at home forever.
I don't want you to put your life on hold because of me.
Right, that'll be her.
Are you sure about this, George?
100%.
I mean, me and Will, we could always go some other time if you want him around.
No way. What would be the point?
Well, like you said, you know.
What if Alice starts being nasty to me? Huh? What am I going to do? Run crying to Daddy?
Yeah, I take your point.
No, I've got to face up to this like a man, not a little kid.
Well, Ed's in here as well, but he's not staying.
No, I'm...
Hello, George.
Alice.
I got to ask, are you actually allowed to talk to George? And couldn't you get into trouble or something?
I'm not meant to approach any witnesses.
So, strictly speaking, I suppose George could send me away. Are you going to?
No.
And are either of you going to report us?
No.
No, of course not.
And even if anyone does find out, I'm not bothered about getting a slap on the wrist. A few weeks ago, I was preparing for jail, wasn't I?
Okay, well, we'll leave you to it. You coming, Will?
Dad.
Yeah, all right, then.
Just for a quick one, eh?
Well, you know where we'll be, George.
Sure.
Bye, Alice.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Thank you for agreeing to this, George.
Well, that's okay. Least I could do, considering.
Well, I know you don't have to.
No, you got a right to have a proper go at me.
Have a go at you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, I imagine enough people have already done that, haven't they? Had a go?
Well...
No, I've got something for you. Actually.
Have you?
You probably know I had a chance to submit a statement to the court.
Oh, yeah. An impact statement, like...
Victim personal statement. I could read it out myself in court next week, but, well, I don't want to put myself through that.
No.
The prosecutor will do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I do want you to hear it from me. Face to face.
No.
Yep, that's why I'm here.
So, this is about, like... how you were affected by what I did.
Exactly.
Okay.
You see, when I was first in rehab, I got letters from my family as part of the process. All about how my actions had affected them when I was drinking. It was painful, but I found it really useful. I think you might too.
Whatever you want.
Good. Shall we sit down?
One pint of Shires.
Oh, could you get one in for Harrison too?
Yeah, I'd be delighted.
He's just on his way.
So, all's good with you two?
Yeah, once the bad feeling between him and Alice was cleared up.
And he realised who we should be really angry with.
Yes. He apologised and Alice understood why he'd felt the way he did and... Yeah, all sorted.
Good.
Let's change the subject, shall we, Lillian?
Yeah, fine by me. Oh, have you heard about our Name the Pub Cat competition?
Oh, right. Now we're on to the really serious matters.
We certainly are. So you might like to get your thinking cap on, Chris.
Didn't they do the same thing for the new peacock a few years back?
If a gimmick's worth doing, it's worth repeating.
Just hope they end up with a better name than Prospero.
Oh, heavens.
Oh, no, not him. We're here now. Oh, come on.
How do? You all right, Chris?
Evening. Bit surprised to see you in here, Will.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a free country, isn't it? Just two brothers wanting a quiet drink after work.
Well, it's not that simple, though, is it?
Maybe say hello to some old friends.
Don't get me wrong. I don't have any problem with you, Ed. I know you were in the dark just like the rest of us.
Look, can't we just forget about that?
I think it's going to be a very, very long time before any of us forget it. I'm really not sure it's a good idea for Will to be here.
Lillian?
I don't want my customers upset.
Well, you're all right. And you're Chris.
It's not just Chris. Harrison's going to be here any minute.
I told you, didn't I?
There are plenty more who'd feel the same.
Wait, no, come on. Can't we just...
I said we shouldn't.
Well...
Sorry.
Come back!
Because in this age of social media, extensive and vicious condemnation of me can still be found online, vastly outweighing any explanations that I have now been exonerated.
Yeah, if there's anything I can do about
maybe
that...
Maybe we could discuss it later.
Okay.
I'd just like to...
Sure, sorry.
So I came very close to losing a job that I loved, and which as a single mother provided my only source of income. And because the business was owned by relatives, this added even more destructive strain to my family relationships, as detailed above. But perhaps the most damaged relationship has been with my daughter. Of all the people affected by this, Martha is the most vulnerable. She is only 3 years old. She could not understand anything that was happening. All that she knew was that her mummy, a near constant presence in her life up to then, became only an occasional visitor. And when I was there, I was a hollow shell of my true self, struggling to act as a mother should. Martha and I can never get back those missing weeks, and even now we have still to rebuild our mother-daughter relationship. Because of Mr. Grundy's grotesque actions, I was forced to believe, and others believed, that I severely injured and could have killed innocent friends and neighbours. As I hope I have explained, the web of damage and unhappiness this has caused is incredibly wide-ranging and still continuing, despite the real facts now being known. But I would like to finish by describing the effects on me. I know I am far from perfect. I have struggled with alcoholism, not always successfully. But the intense guilt and self-doubt created by Mr. Grundy not owning up to his actions took me to the lowest point I have ever been in my life. The self-hatred reached a stage where I believed I had no right to exist on this earth. I was on a course of self-destruction, and had the truth not come out when it did, I have no doubt that this would have continued until the inevitable end.
I'm sorry, Alice. I'm so, so sorry.
What you got to realise is that Will and Emma were in a really difficult situation. I mean, it might look like they were covering up for George, but...
They were covering up for him.
Yeah, but the whole time they were trying everything they could to get him to confess.
All they had to do was pick up the phone to the police or talk to Harrison. He lives in the village, Ed.
Yeah, but how could they shop their own son?
How could they let Alice suffer a minute longer than she had to?
And not just Alice.
Yes, half the village were affected.
Okay, but they might have got it wrong. But Lillian... Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Well, yes, of course I have. Thousands of times. But I can't recall ever framing an innocent woman.
Or allowing a serious miscarriage of justice to happen.
Yeah, it's so difficult when it's family, though. Mm. I mean, Chris, you should understand. George is your nephew.
No, don't you dare try that. After what he did to Alice and Martha, that boy is no nephew of mine.
Yeah, okay. Maybe this was a mistake.
Look, Ed, if you want a drink, I'm perfectly happy to serve you. As Chris said, we don't have a problem
with you. Don't worry about it. I need to go and make sure my brother's all right.
So, that's it.
I don't know what to say. I knew it was bad, but I never realised so many people were affected.
Yeah.
And so much, so deep.
Yes.
I do mean it, you know. I really am sorry. And I know this don't help, but I felt terrible about it right from the start. But the longer it went on, it just got harder and harder to put right.
I understand, George.
You do.
Like I said in the statement, I'm far from perfect. I know only too well what it's like to do stupid things that you regret. Because believe me, I've done plenty.
Okay.
I have to face the fact that if I hadn't started drinking again, then I wouldn't have been in that car, at that place, at that time. And then...
None of this would have happened.
That's right. So, I know you're feeling pretty bad now.
I really am, Alice.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice that Fallon gave me. I'm not going to be the excuse that you use to let this break you.
I don't get it.
Okay. There's been so much waste because of what you did. But you mustn't let it waste your life as well. You're going to be punished for it, and you need to accept that. Like an alcoholic has to take responsibility for their actions.
I will. I'll deserve everything they're going to throw at me. This time next week, I'll be banged up and, yeah, that's how it should be.
Yes, but that's only the first part, taking responsibility. I know what it's like to be locked away. Not that rehab is like young offenders, I know that. But at first, that's what it felt like. I was a captive.
Yeah.
But I had to use my time there to face up to things and eventually come out ready to function in the world again.
And you did, didn't you? You put your life back together.
And that's what you need to do. Assuming you do end up inside, you need to take every opportunity you can.
I will.
You must not let this ruin you, George. Don't let me down.
I won't. This is a big wake-up call for me. I promise you, Alice, I'm going to come out of this a better person.